Hello, my dishes. Today is the 1st of February, 1970. And I'm sorry, it's a couple of weeks since I taped you. However, I have been a very, very busy person. I went to Longbin on the 21st of January, and I planned to stay 2 or 3 days, and I stayed 10 days. How about that? Betty was on vacation. She went to Bangkok for 1 week, and Beth went north to some of the new clubs, and so Jane was left in the office alone, and Jane decided she needed my assistance. So I stayed for 10 days, and I did beautiful things. I really was busy, Duchess, and we accomplished a great deal. It was good in more than one way, because I think this was the first time I had worked very closely with Jane, and everything worked out well. I mean, there wasn't any friction, and she went along with a lot of my ideas. Which I was very pleased about, you know. I have a tendency, Duchess, to want to do things. Jane is always saying, well, now, let's wait and see. You know, I present a problem to her, and I say, well, we could do this or we could do that. And she'll say, well, now, let's just wait and see. We can't rush into things, you know. And then 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, she'll ask me, well, now, what was the situation about this, that, and the other? And I say, well, this is the problem. We haven't done anything, you know. So it's not technical stuff, Duchess, but a lot of it is property and supplies. And we wrote off letters, you know, and I learned the supply system. I mean, I had known it before, but there have been some current changes. And, oh, it was just a full week, a great deal of work. We worked every day. We started by 7:30, and sometimes 6:30, we were still working. And a couple of days, we just took, a half hour, walked over to a snack bar area for a sandwich. We were so busy. But I don't mind the hard work as long as we're doing things, you know, constructive things. And so I was delighted. And, so many things to tell you, Duchess, really. When I came back yesterday, today's the first day I've had off in 2 weeks. Last Saturday, I don't know where to start. I have so many things to tell you. Last Saturday, we got Jane moved. You know, Jane was living in a trailer, and Betty was living in a trailer, two different trailers. Well, Betty had moved a few weeks ago, and Jane thought she would move too, because their roommates were not exactly the ideal types. One, Betty's roommate, was very outgoing, the extreme type, you know, where she always had people in and big parties and all stuff, which Betty loves, but still, there's no privacy. They have a lovely trailer, but you know, the bathroom isn't yours when you want it, and you can't go to bed when you want to and all this stuff. So Betty moved out. Then Jane's roommate, her name is Ethel, she's very, very quiet. She doesn't like any company in. She resents, you know, anybody else coming to the trailer and this kind of thing. So it was no happy medium. So Jane wanted to move out. And, of course, Ed Starr, who is my good friend from Korea, was the building officer. And so I did an awful lot of wheeling and dealing, and Ed moved Jane on, told her she could move Saturday. And so Jane didn't go to work Saturday morning. See, Betty was gone. She had gone to, blah, 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 blah. She had gone to Bangkok. And so Jane didn't go to work Saturday. She moved. And then Saturday, we're going to work a half a day, supposedly. So after work, I went and stopped by Jane's place to see if I could help her, you know, which I did. I loaded up a few things in the vehicle and drove it over and everything. And then I stopped down in the billing office to see Ed, and he told me I could move that day if I wanted to into a permanent room. You know, we had talked about this before, and I knew it was coming, but I didn't know when. So I moved from the transit billet that I was in, that cockroach-filled, noisy billet that I was in, into permanent quarters, just across the street from Jane and where Betty are, you know, it's one area like. So I thought this was good. Wait, I gotta put my fan on again. It's getting warm in here. Just a minute. Okay. So, Saturday afternoon, I had to move myself. I asked two men to give me a hand, you know. Just people. I ask everybody to do things. And so that took care of Saturday. You know, Jane took off to move, and I worked, and then moved her, and then moved me. So that was Saturday. Then on Sunday, let's see now, this is back on the 25th of January, we went to an anniversary of Phuc Vinh had an anniversary. It's the oldest club in Vietnam, service club. It was 3 years open. And that's where Jack is stationed, at Phuc Vinh. He's the XO of Divari up there. Well, I had called him before and told him I was coming up, and he planned to meet me at the service club. But somehow, Duchess, he got tied up. I called his office, and he was in a big conference. And I was very disappointed, because I was up there about, maybe 4 hours or something like that. And he just couldn't get away. So, you know, it couldn't be helped, even though it was a Sunday and everything. And it was right next door. The Divari is right across this little field, you know. And it's so close and yet so far away. I couldn't even speak to him because he was in this meeting. And I know it was unexpected because he had planned to see me. So that's too bad. I was very disappointed about that. But it was a good trip, and I had never been to Phuc Vinh. And then when we left Phuc Vinh, we went to Tay Ninh. And Tay Ninh is where the Filipino troops were, Duchess. They just pulled out. And it's a beautiful club. It's probably the most gorgeous of all the clubs in Vietnam. Although Vung Tau would rank very close, very, very close. But Tay Ninh is similar in some ways to some of the clubs we have in Korea, size-wise and that kind of thing. And the Filipinos kept it beautifully. They really did. So that was kind of nice. We flew there, and I was with Jane and Major Avery, who is our special services officer for USAVI, and Charmaine and myself. And all the all the way back on the chopper, Duchess, going and coming, you know, the pilots were friends of ours. Well, they really were Charmaine's friends. She's known them very long. But we had headsets on, Charmaine and I, you know, and I was being a plane spotter. You know, I'd say, unidentified aircraft at 10 o'clock. It was just a riot. It really was funny, but I just have a ball in the choppers. So anyhow, I was a plane spotter for the whole day, and that took care of Sunday, you know, and that's a full day, and the traveling in open choppers, you know, the air and all makes you very tired. And then the whole week went like this, just working, and almost every night Jane would ask me over for a martini before having dinner. And then one night, Ed took me out, Ed Starr, he took me out, and we had a beautiful steak dinner with drinks before and drinks afterwards, and it was real nice, because I think Ed goes home today, or tomorrow, I think he leaves for the States. So I was glad to see him again. And in addition to both of us moving, Ed and I talked about possibly getting a trailer available for all our girls that are in transit. See, our headquarters is at Long Bend, and very often the girls come in for a number of reasons. They have to, first of all, they have to be processed there, and that takes 2 to 5 days when they first come in country. And then they have to report and hand carry monthly reports, financial reports, and when they leave, they have to process through Long Bend. And very often, if a girl is up north, you know, and she's going to Saigon or something, she'll get to Long Bend and stay overnight before continuing. So that we have a number of our girls, so we have about 60 girls in service clubs in country here, so that almost every week there are 4 or 5 of our girls going through Long Bend for one reason or another. And this creates a big problem with the billing officer, because they don't sometimes have room to put them in, and they have to double up, and they come in the middle of the night and all this stuff. So anyhow, we discussed this, and Ed said he would approve if we wanted to write out a justification stating why we would need a transit trailer. So I went back and told Jean what we had to do, and she went along with it, you know, she thought it was a great idea. So we wrote up this justification, and Ed took it to his colonel, and sure enough, it got approved, so that the post is going to give us a special trailer just for service club people. so that they can. The trailer is a 3-bedroom trailer. I think it had 2 beds in it, and Ed said he'd give us some cots and things if we wanted to put extra girls up. And this would be kind of nice, I think. So anyway, I thought that was a big accomplishment. And then, as I say, it was just Jane and I going at it all week. It's real busy, you don't know. But I got tied up in this supply business, and nobody knows how to get supplies out of the depot. It's a very intricate process, and particularly now with all the data processing machines, if you don't do it just right, the machine kicks out the card, and it's you get a false report on it, like you get not in stock, or due out, or cancel or something. And anyhow, Jane had attended a meeting with a G4, which is has a lot to do with, well, it's all logistical support, which supplies comes under. They agreed to give us 70 pool tables in country, and before giving them to any of the units for day rooms, you know, or NCO clubs or anything else. And I had to make all arrangements about these 70 tables and make out the cards. You have to fill out requisition cards, and you have to get release forms, and there's all kinds of things involved. So I made a beaten path through this. It took me a few days, and I had arranged Dutchess to get my pool tables for my clubs here in the Delta, and supplies like 16mm projectors and 35mm projectors and cue sticks and ping pong balls and hot cups and all the things that we can't get. I really, you know, made an effort and I got them. And then I arranged to get a Chinook, one of these big double rotary blade choppers, to carry this stuff because it wouldn't fit on a chopper, you know, not particularly 6 pool tables. Anyhow, I did all this stuff, see, and Jane was very, very pleased. She had no idea how I was doing it. If she would just give me a free hand, I can do so much, you know. If she would just quit slapping my hands and saying, well, I'm not sure that's authorized or we can do that, you know. It can be done, and that's the only way to do it. And if you need it in writing, call somebody and tell them and get it down, or write it yourself. I wrote a couple of drafts, and sent them to officers that had to sign them. But if you do the work for them, they're more apt to sign it. If you wait for them to write a letter, you're going to wait a long time. So anyhow, I was so excited about this. I got this Chinook to land right at the depot. I mean, usually they land at the airfield. But I had no transportation to carry all this stuff, you know, maybe a couple 1,000 pounds of supplies.